Issues of the course, which include emerging human biological and cultural diversity, as well as our similarities, the importance of climate and environmental change, and the importance of considering prehistory as a chronicle not just of archaeological sites, but of people living their daily lives. And also, I'm going to stress the importance of the intangible beliefs of the ancients to the understanding of human prehistory and ultimately ourselves. The prehistory of humankind describes over 2.5 million years of the human past. It actually begins 6 million years ago with our origins among the apes in Eastern Africa. And from here, we cover an enormous span of time up to the appearance of literate urban civilization in southwestern Asia some 5,000 years ago. And I'll also describe the early civilizations which developed in Asia and the Americas, ending our story with the Spanish conquest of Mexico and Peru. This course is a story. It's a narrative of prehistoric times, of thousands upon thousands of years of pre-literate history. A story that could only be told fairly recently, because we simply didn't know enough about the archaeological record in various parts of the world. The story is still incomplete, but at least we can give you a preliminary account. This is a course about world prehistory, the study of the human past on a global level, not just from the perspective of Europe or the Americas or even Asia, but from a global perspective. We give, as much as possible, equal time to all parts of the world in this course. We couldn't do this a couple of generations ago. It was only made possible by the development of a remarkable dating technique, radiocarbon dating, after World War II. Now, the dating methods used in this course are described in an appendix to the course guide. If you want to know more about them, you should consult the guide. Another phenomenon has also added to our knowledge of human prehistory in recent years. That is a massive explosion of the number of archaeologists in the world. Before World War II, there were probably 100 to 150 archaeologists scattered around the world. Now, there are thousands. The result has been a great expansion of archaeological research into many hitherto unexplored parts of the world since the 1950s. Many portions of Eurasia, parts of China, Southeast Asia, tropical Africa. We now know infinitely more about how humans populated the world, how they came into being, and how they developed their extraordinary cultural and biological diversity, much more than we did even a generation ago. How do we tell this story? What evidence do we use for it? The word prehistory, which to some people is a rather loaded expression, means the history of humankind before the advent of written records. We do not have archives, we don't have diaries of individuals, we do not have political files and speeches to work with. We only have evidence from other sources. Prehistory, history before written records. The term was invented by a French archaeologist back at the beginning of the 19th century. But it's stuck in the literature and is used to this day. It's a convenient label. The prehistory of humankind, the study of people before writing, is based on innumerable academic disciplines. During the course of the next 36 lectures, we will draw on archaeology, oral history, that's history transmitted from one generation to the next by word of mouth. We will draw even on the incomplete written records of the early civilizations. We will draw on biology, zoology, and innumerable other